This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are still in the midst of secession talk. A lot of us on Free Talk Live happen to be fans of the idea. But you had asked earlier, Chris, how could anybody who's a libertarian oppose secession? Our very own co-host here, Mark Edge, he's not on the show tonight, but he has made the argument against secession, not only because of the fear-mongering of...
Ever, or just for now?
You'll have to ask him that, but I don't want to put too many words in his mouth here, but my understanding of his objections are the fear-mongering surrounding, you know, the potential for invasion, or the potential to be cut off, for instance. So, like, if they're not going to invade, they could blockade New Hampshire's port or something like that, right? Like, to prevent products from leaving.
That's not unlikely in the short term. But in the long term, usually countries that, you know, go their separate ways don't get blocked off forever. I mean, trade is in the interest of... or would be in the interest of the federal government still. So you would think that they would want to get back up and operational as quickly as possible.
Well, I mean, the reason why they'd be blockading would be to get you back into the Union as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, right? But once they've realized that it's not going to work...
Well, how long is that going to take? Does everybody in the given landmass need to die or flee? How long would a blockade of California last before the U.S. government stopped blockading?
It would be harder to do to California, though, right? Because it's a much larger place. They've got a whole lot more waterfront than New Hampshire. But in New Hampshire, you wouldn't have to block much port at all. You know,
right, but even during the Civil War, the U.S. military was able to blockade all of the ports in the Confederacy. And that was a lot more coastline than what California has.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly nothing saying that they wouldn't be successful in blockading you, right?
Well, that makes it so it's hard to get food, right? Like, unless everything's being grown within New Hampshire, and there's a lot of time in New Hampshire where you can't grow anything.
Yeah, I mean, certainly nobody said it would be easy. And there are, you know, fortunately, in the case of New Hampshire, and I don't know, California, I guess, theoretically would be the case, too, there are other borders. There's Mexico, and in New Hampshire, there's the Canada border.
That's true.
Yep. So, I mean, now, who knows? Canada might cooperate with the U.S. and also...
they generally do.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows what would happen. But
then again, Canada does provide asylum for people who seek it in a lot of cases coming from the United States. So.
And they also don't have a blockade against Cuba.
Good point. But those are some of the objections, right, that are brought up. They usually have to do with fear, and or even if the blockade doesn't happen, the fear would be that the U.S. would put up other sorts of trade barriers to where, you know, they'd build a wall around New Hampshire or make it hard for New Hampshire people to do business or travel.
New Hampshire is small, but it ain't that small if you try to build a wall around it.
That's true, and that would inconvenience a lot of people who work in Massachusetts. A lot of people live in New Hampshire but work in the neighboring state of Massachusetts. A lot of people travel to Boston, for instance, for their jobs. And so would that make it untenable for those people to stay in New Hampshire? Would they feel like they have to leave? Would there be a lot of opposition from the people who opposition to secession from those workers who feel as though secession would make their jobs and their lives that much more difficult if they have to cross? I mean, there are people who cross the national border every single day to go to work on the southern border,
right.
So it's not unprecedented, but it's certainly inconvenient for those people.
right.
deal with that. So these are some of the objections of, well, the government could make life either right. deadly or inconvenient.
And I'm guessing in northern Vermont and northern New York and probably Detroit, there are people that cross from the U.S. into Canada sure. daily.
Yeah, and that, and their job makes it worth it to them to sit in a line, as you know, twice a day or whatever, to do that sort of thing. But many people aren't going to want to do that, and that would be their reason for
opposing. I don't think anybody, well, I mean, I guess there are people who are delusional, but I mean, I don't think any, I am not delusional of the mindset that it's going to be easy, right? Like, I don't think anybody thinks that, you know, secession is an easy thing to do.
Yes.
Nobody wants to go to war. Well, I mean, okay.
Some
so the,
there are the, some people.
The military-industrial complex, sure, they want to go to yeah. war. But I think your average
Well, there are even a lot of, you know, chicken hawk types that they want other people to go to war. They don't want to do right. it themselves,
sure.
but they
That's
love the
too.
Concept of just blowing people up because freedom.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't think people generally want to go to war with each other, and it just doesn't seem like it would be in the best interests of either party. So I think at the end of the day, you're probably succession. I think probably the best route for succession is a more of a political one than a military one.
Now, I'm curious if the Calexit thing actually does make it onto the ballot. What of the discussions that is inevitably going to happen, and thus far has not, to my knowledge, happened. What are the athletes going to say? So the people that play professional football or professional baseball, are they going to object to it? Because, well, now every time we go on a road trip, we're going to have to cross international borders. Every time we have home games, the other teams are going to have to cross international borders.
Would they even qualify? Because, like, the National Football League, don't you have to be in the United States for that?
I don't know what the NFL rules are. I know
baseball, they have some Canadian teams, right?
They have one. They used to have two.
Okay.
I know the NFL has played some games outside of the United States,
yeah.
but all of the teams are in the United States. The NHL, which is National Hockey League, they've got a bunch of Canadian teams.
Of course, most of the football players or these sports players don't actually, they're not from California, right? They live there at the moment because they're on that team at that
right.
moment.
Right, but the thing is, you know, they would then, like I say, if they're living in California, we go on a road trip. All right, now we've got to cross international borders to go play Arizona.
Are you wondering how they'll feel because they're going to influence people? Because people care about what sports players say? Because otherwise, who cares?
Well, it's not just the sports player, but the owners are going to come in with decisions. And there was even, when we were discussing the change to Atlantic Standard Time that wound up passing in Florida, there was some sports writer that was arguing against the proposal because it's going to goof up Monday Night Football.
Right.
You know what we've never talked about, that I, at least I don't think anybody's talked about, maybe there have been, but
the porn industry in California?
No, is autonomy. What, as opposed to, you know, full independence, what about autonomy? I mean, take baby steps, right? Like, could we
so what do you mean?
Support?
You mean like nullification, where they just say no to the federal government?
Or are you talking about something kind of like what Micronesia has, to where they are independent in free association, meaning that there are certain things that the U.S. government does for the people of Micronesia, but they are independent?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even really know what that means, but I know there's certain places in Spain that were basically run independently, or in other places around the world, they're not fully independent, but they have more control.
You mean like a free trade carve-out zone, one of those things?
No. He's talking about prior to Catalonia declaring independence, Catalonia had a certain level of autonomy.
I see, yeah.
And to some extent, the United States is supposed to be 50 autonomous places under one central government.
Right. I mean, it's essentially the idea is reverting back to what the country was supposed to be originally in the first place.
Oh, so getting the federal government to abide by the Constitution?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Well, I mean, you know, I think maybe talking about
you know, phrasing things in a different context would be, there would be more support for that as opposed to
the word secession
or...
How about we just abolish the federal government and then we have 50 different independent countries?
Magic wand. But we'll get started on that tonight.
If you're going to have a more realistic hope or chance of some improvement in terms of freedoms and so forth...
Right,
there are probably going to be more people in support of...
But maybe this Calexit thing is going to wind up leading to some level of autonomy from the federal government. Because you always ask, when you go to a negotiation, you ask for more than what you think you're going to get.
That's true.
Let's continue here, your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Piece from the Sonoma News seems to be in favor of Calexit. We'll explain. Woo-hoo. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom, so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
Live, you may dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username LRN.FM. It is almost Mother's Day. Not quite. Still got another solid week beforehand. But if you want to get your flowers delivered to mom before Mother's Day, you should probably get moving and get over to The Books at BOUQS.com and get your order in so you can have it arrive maybe Thursday or Friday prior to, because I don't believe Sunday delivery is available at this point, or I don't know if it ever was, but at this point it certainly is not, because Daryl, you went through the process. I also had gone through the process as well, ordered some flowers for my mother today from Books.com. Books is short for bouquets, and they are booking awesome, as you will see there, and your mom will be super happy about it, because Books has some quality flowers coming from around the planet, including farms on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, your mom will post pics of them and brag about you. Books also cuts out the middlemen, so you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. You can show your mom how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from The Books. You can order today and get 15% off when you enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL to save an extra 15%. And by the way, the shipping cost is not going to kill you with The Books, which is nice. I think it was cut in half by default on the site, so before any code was even entered, the shipping was like $9 for the flowers that I was looking at.
Okay.
So not an outrageous amount to ship fresh flowers to your mom. Go to Books.com, BOUQS.com, and use code FTL for that 15% off. All right, so we've been talking about secession here on Free Talk Live tonight, specifically California and the various different proposals that are on the table. We talked about Calexit, the idea of California leaving the United States entirely. There's also the Three California proposal, which will be on the ballot this year, where Californians will be able to vote on splitting the state into three different states. But unfortunately, would still need approval by Congress.
Correct.
And that's a big question, is even if they can get over these hurdles of getting it on the ballot in the first place and then getting the people of California to vote for it. And do you happen to know, Daryl, I know you've got the story about the Three California in front of you. Do you know if the ballot process requires 51% for approval, or is this a special two-thirds thing because it's secession-related?
This is not secession. This would be splitting the state.
Okay. It's kind of secession-y, though.
Kind of, on one hand,
they're seceding from California.
Right. So you've got parts of the state that are seceding from the state, but they're not seceding from the federal government.
Correct.
It doesn't say what the threshold is.
But what's the real California, then?
Real California?
I mean, so which is the California that they're seceding from?
They're all,
each of them can claim to be California.
They are going to all claim to be California.
No.
There's
Northern
Southern,
California,
and California.
California and South California.
Sounds like they're all claiming to be California.
But they're all California.
Yeah. Right, okay, so North Carolina and South Carolina are both Carolina, and there is no such thing as Carolina because Carolina
is
Carolina.
But do the North Carolina people dislike the South Carolina people, and do the South Carolina people dislike the North Carolina
people? Some of
them. Right, there's probably some kind of rivalry
there. I can see if there's
just like the North Dakota people.
If there's a small part seceding from California, then I would be like, yeah, okay, it's sort of secession. But it's not. It's like just dividing it, like,
right,
they're still
dividing. They're seceding from the existing California state government and creating new state government.
They're just all seceding at once, so there won't be a California government remaining after that, or at least not one that resembles the original one. So
I guess you could sort of say it's a peaceful like a peaceful succession, but which one's succeeding from which? Like,
they're
all three at once.
Yeah. So again, the
dividing lines here.
Yeah. I think that's
definitely not dissolving because one of the places retains the name California, or at least that's the proposal. And as it's written, Tim Draper does specify that each new state would wind up being responsible for when they create their governing documents, they would get to choose a name for themselves.
Oh, so the ballot proposal does not necessarily mean that those would be the names for those areas? That's
correct.
Just the
so Northern California could wind up becoming
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yeah. Southern California could become Empire because it's called like the Inland Empire.
Okay.
And
they already have an Empire State, but yes, I see what you're saying.
Right. So again, California would be the smallest of the three proposed states, would include Los Angeles County, span north to the Monterey area, but exclude most of the inland region currently considered Southern California. Mm. Northern California would be San Francisco and everything north to Oregon. Mm. Southern California would be Orange County and lands up to Fresno County and south to
the U.S.-Mexico border. Basically, the southern and northern portions are huge, and then there's this... The proposal for California is just a small strip on the
coast. Right, so like L.A.
The most populated.
I was going to say that that's the most populated part, right? So,
and that's the part that has a large influence in the California legislature today because of its population.
Right, so getting back into the article here, it says that creating two new states would add four members to the U.S. Senate. Two from each of the new states, and that might not sit well with some of the people in flyover country who already feel like California has too much influence in Congress.
Hmm. But the idea would be that Southern California would be more of a red state, so it's likely that that would actually add Republicans to Congress.
Correct, but Northern California would probably add Democrats, and then you're asking Republicans to wind up, all right, Republicans, do you want more Democrats in Congress?
Mm.
And they're probably not going to go for it.
Is the Northern California portion not mostly red as well? Like, as you get closer to Oregon, it gets more red, doesn't it?
Well, as they're dividing here,
San Francisco and
Sacramento would be in there.
Which is pretty lefty.
They're more densely populated than the rest of Northern California.
Right.
Continuing on, Draper argues that the Cal-3 proposal would solve many of California's most pressing issues, including the state's failing school systems, the highest in the nation tax rates, deteriorating infrastructure, and strained government by allowing regional communities to make decisions for their citizens. He says the unanimous support for Cal 3 from all 58 of California's counties to reach this unprecedented milestone in the legislative process is the signal that across California we are united behind Cal 3 to create a brighter future for everyone.
I wonder what he means when he says unanimous support, because obviously there's not unanimous support for this.
Right. What he's saying is because during the petitioning process they got signatures from every county. So there's not a county where people didn't sign the petition.
Well, duh. Of course you're going to be able to find somebody to sign a petition everywhere.
Right, but not every petition that makes it onto the ballot do they wind up going into every county to gather signatures.
Because they don't have to.
Right, because you can sit out in a parking lot in L.A., San Diego, San Francisco, and wind up getting all of your signatures without going into Kern County and walking past Calfield.
And Draper is the billionaire or whatever who's funding the petition drive.
There's a Democratic political consultant who's not happy with the proposal.
Good. As you would expect, there's a lot of people who are going to oppose this on both sides, unfortunately, because we would love for secession to become more popular, but the only way it's ever going to is for people to talk about it and propose it and answer the objections, and so we got that coming back here in moments on Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here, toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We are heavy on the secessionist talk, but you don't have to talk about what we're talking about to get on the air with us here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, do want to make sure that you know about $6 shirts. You want to get some awesome shirts. In fact, you've got one of them on right now.
I do.
Daryl, the Free Folk Wildlings, North of the Wall. This is a reference to
Game of Thrones reference.
Game of Thrones show. So they've got all kinds of pop culture shirts there.
You were wearing one earlier today. The fire, ice, weather, something.
Yeah, the Fifth Element. I was wearing a Fifth Element shirt. In fact, I was looking for it before the show, but I don't know where I put it. So so I'll go get it back eventually once I find it. But $6shirts.com, they've got pop culture, video games, you know, sports related, all kinds of different subjects and categories.
Cryptocurrencies.
They've got an incredible, that's right, they got great Bitcoin shirts there. They got a great selection,
oh, yeah.
And some of them are pretty funny, so check it out over at $6shirts.com, the number $6shirts.com. Liberty-friendly guy running the business over there, so keep that in mind, and get your shirts from people that care about freedom. $6shirts.com, use code FTL, you'll get 10% off. They're already shockingly affordable prices for very, very cool shirts, and they accept Bitcoin when you're purchasing there. $6shirts.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Xavier. He's on the line in Georgia. Xavier, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was really trying to figure out, what is the station down here in Savannah?
We do not have an affiliate in Savannah, Georgia, unfortunately. It's not that I'm aware of. If somebody's running a pirate station, that's awesome. To my knowledge, there is nothing in that area.
Oh, man, because I've been trying to, you know, after I got out, I haven't been able to really listen to you guys, so.
Right, you used to listen to us while you were in state prison there in Georgia, and now that you've moved to a different area, you're not able to hear us on the radio. This is definitely a problem we would like to solve. We would love to be on more radio stations around the country. We actually just hit a new record recently of 185, actually as of today, 188,
oh, wow.
188 stations carrying Free Talk Live across the United States, and there are a couple others that are sort of out there right now that we haven't officially been able to announce yet, but I'm hoping to be able to announce them within the next couple of weeks, but none of those are in Savannah, unfortunately. So your best bet would be, if you are in an area that does not have talk radio carrying Free Talk Live, to contact the local talk radio stations in your area, talk to the program director if you can, and ask him or her to add Free Talk Live to the station. It's probably not going to change things overnight, but at the very least, they are going to hear about us, and then they might consider us.
WTKS is one of the stations in Savannah. They don't currently carry us, but
iHeartMedia station.
I've actually got a scheduled call with that program director on Monday.
Cool. Has he listened to the show?
He has listened previously, yes.
Okay, good, good, good. So, yeah, it takes time, though, Xavier. These stations, radio stations, are not known for moving quickly on things. They, it's an old business. They're pretty comfortable. They're pretty set in their ways. And, 99 times out of 100, when you call a station, they're not looking for a new show. You know, they've got 24 hours a day of programming. If they didn't, they'd have dead air. So,
right.
they've got what they want most of the time. It's every now and then you'll call one of them up and they'll be considering making a change.
Right. And there's another station in Savannah. I'm not going to give the call letters out of that one, where the last time I spoke with him, he said, yeah, I don't really put any effort into the talk station. It is what it is.
That's interesting.
Let me guess. That's the Cumulus station in town, and they probably have their music program director handling the talk.
I don't have it marked whether it's iHeart or Cumulus or something else.
Yeah. So it's hard, man. It's hard to get on these stations. It takes in a lot of cases, many months, if not years, before you
quick can search. Yeah, it's Cumulus.
Yeah. So so that's something you'll see happen, where in these big station groups, the program director of the AM is generally one of the FM program directors, and they've sort of saddled him or her with handling the AM.
Yeah.
They're not their first priority.
Corporate tells us what to run. We only run that, and there might be some brokered programming.
We just lost his call. I don't know what happened there, Xavier. If you had more to say, you're welcome to call back, because normally our rule is one call per night, but if there's a technical difficulty, we'll usually bring you back in. But this is what you and I do, Daryl. We contact talk radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live. And, first we have to introduce them to the show. Many of them have never even heard of us,
right,
even though we've been out there in night times for over a decade in syndication at this point, almost a decade
almost
and a half.
Almost 15 years.
Yeah, very, very soon we'll be at 15 years. There are still program directors who don't even know that we exist. And that's because, we're not a big show. Even though we've got 188 stations,
right,
in the scheme of things, we're still not on in most of the major markets on major talk stations. So even though it's 188, they're still mostly smaller markets.
Right. But if we did math the way a lot of the big stations do, we've been added in well over 300 markets, probably approaching 400.
It's 400, I think, at least over the the whole time. But, yeah, that would only count the numbers that we've been added to, not all the ones we've been removed
right.
from. And that's not because we're a bad show. It's in cases, some cases, because the stations just go off the air, they change formats, go to a music format, and just leave talk radio entirely,
right.
or change from news talk into a sports talker. So over time, you lose some. But
right.
the fact is, we still have 188 that are currently airing the show, and we know that because we call them regularly. So it's not like once a station just adds Free Talk Live, we never talk to them again.
Right.
We're on the phone with them at least a few times a year just to touch base with the program director and, you know, be good customer service providers.
Right.
And it's interesting that many of those stations will actually compliment us, and they'll say, you know, we never hear from Rush Limbaugh. We never hear from Glenn Beck. We never hear from, you know,
they never hear from anybody that works for them at all.
Right.
Not just like we don't hear
from
Rush.
The host. Yeah, they don't
we
hear
don't
from
hear
the affiliate
from
guy.
Their people.
Right. And it's like once they get them on, it's a done deal for those other shows, and they don't even do anything with them. But we like to call our stations just to keep in touch and
right.
do good customer service. So that's why we were able to retain as many as we are. So if you want to hear more from Free Talk Live in local talk radio, besides calling your local talk stations, you can also fund the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's money that helps fund outreach to talk radio. We run talk radio advertising within the talk business, and we're actually looking at doing some internet outreach, kind of kindling that,
right?
Because we haven't done any of that in a while, and I don't mean advertising on Facebook. We're looking at advertising on some other venues, which we shouldn't say what yet, because we haven't got anything on
right.
on the table yet for agreements. But that's being worked
plus
on.
There's the Talkers convention
seminar.
Thing
that's coming
up yep. Early June.
A month away. Yeah, that's 1 month away. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help fund the outreach behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live and get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the normal commercials our regular podcast does, and other cool AMP-only features like the AMP-only Discord chats and the AMP-only Facebook group. So it's, again, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking a lot about the Yes California campaign, the Calexit, also now the Three Californias. And
they're calling
guy,
Cal 3.
Cal 3, you were going to give us a quote from some Democrat who is in opposition.
Yeah,
to
Stephen Maviglio, a longtime Democratic Party political consultant who helped lead the effort to oppose Draper's 6 California proposal,
okay.
said there's no formal Cal 3 opposition group yet, though he and
there
other
will be.
Critics have discussed doing so. Maviglio,
they're waiting until it makes the ballot, and it hopefully will.
Right. Maviglio called Cal 3, quote, a colossal waste of time, end quote, and said putting it on the ballot would mark a sad day for the initiative process.
Okay.
Wow.
Why?
Quote, the notion that smaller is beautiful has not played out with any foundation in facts. Noting that Rhode Island and the District of Criminals are regularly criticized for mismanagement.
True.
And the practical aspect of splitting up the Golden State's parks, prisons, schools, universities, power grid, and water supply are daunting. Maviglio said, it's completely unworkable and ridiculous. It's kind of a shame with so many important issues facing the state that this wacky idea might actually appear on the ballot.
Just keep insulting people, because that's all they got.
I fail to see how it is that dividing a state into three sections would somehow magically make it such that you can't cooperate on certain issues.
Rhode Island's
still
small,
independent.
And they're corrupt.
That's
so
true.
Smaller versions of California would also be corrupt.
Wow.
So we
be.
Need a giant corrupt California.
Yeah.
The argument certainly doesn't follow, but they're going to make a lot of them. 855-450 free.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us now. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord, on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I just noticed that we have a caller in there. I don't know how long he's been waiting. Stefan, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Have you been waiting too long? I hope not.
Oh, no. It's fine. I've been enjoying hearing you guys talk about this Cal 3 proposal. Honestly, I have no idea why people have high hopes for this thing. It is never going to happen for a variety of reasons.
Why so negative? Go ahead.
I'm negative because polling indicates that it is deeply unpopular. This proposal has like 20% support, not to mention after they decide to split up, they would have to get the Congress to ratify the new states.
It's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But
I didn't realize there was any polling on this yet.
Yeah, that's good news to me. If, you know, 1 out of 5 people supporting a secession plan right out the gate without even having the opportunity to really have a statewide discussion about it, I think it's a good starting point.
Well, on one hand, I see where a lot of people come from. There are a lot of people that think, hey, California has this monopoly in politics because it's all filthy liberals, and we need to break it up and give the conservatives in California more of a voice. But I don't see how splitting the state into three is really going to help that, because if you look at these regions based on the previous few presidential elections, it still would have overwhelmingly had Democratic support, except for, I believe, Northern California, which would have gone to Romney by 1 point.
Okay. Daryl was saying the Southern California looked to be like a mostly red zone, too. You're saying that's not the case when you actually run the numbers?
San Diego and San Bernardino at one point were more Republican strongholds, but nowadays it seems like more up north is where the majority of conservative support is.
San Bernardino's mayor is Republican, and if you look at the congressional districts, most of the Republican congressmen from California are in that what's called the Inland Empire area.
So, Stefan, do you think that the proposal for California to just secede as a whole state, to leave the United States, do you think that's more or less likely to succeed than the Triple California proposal?
Obviously, it would be far more complicated because then they would be leaving the union as a whole, which the Congress would never allow to happen on the federal level. This is a very difficult proposal to put through. Is it far more likely than California seceding as a whole? Of course it is.
Wait, so you're saying the three-state version is more likely than the full?
Far easier.
Okay. But you still think either one of them is completely untenable?
Yeah, and, you know, there's been a movement for Southern Oregon and Northern California since, I think, the 1930s to break off for the state of Jefferson.
Right.
And that's been in limbo for decades.
And I'm actually looking at a website right now called Ballotpedia.
Yep.
And somebody did the actual math from both the 2012 and 2016 elections. And based on what the actual votes were during those elections, Northern California overwhelmingly went for Obama, as did proposed as California. Proposed Southern California very narrowly went Obama.
Like 49.13
to 48.5. And then in 2016, Clinton wound up winning all of the three proposed Californias, just barely getting over 51% in 2016, Trump getting just under 42%.
Now, I do think that there is a small possibility of it happening. To anybody listening, I'm not like a total naysayer. I'm not saying, oh, this is never going to happen. I'm just saying, you know, much like getting a libertarian elected to any office ever, the odds are very slim. And
so
I
no doubt,
this is,
you know, I got a question for you. So what do you think about the UK and Europe?
Them seceding from the European Union?
Yeah, I don't know if you can call it quite that, but yeah, sure.
It's not quite the same thing, because that would be like a country leaving the United Nations in a way. The European Union is just, you know, an agreement that all the countries in Europe, you know, chose to abide by. I think every country in Europe except for, like, I think the former Soviet countries and Switzerland.
Yeah, but there was the same naysaying before the Brexit vote. There was the same negativity, the same, oh, it can't happen, or people won't support this. There was a lot of naysaying.
And I'm not sure if
the polls didn't show support for it.
See the difference. I mean, did the states not have a civil war? I mean,
well, there was an agreement with the states, too, right? That's
what
the Constitution is.
Right, the U.S. federal government was created by agreement of 13 state governments.
I think you bring up a good point, because that we could see something like, you know, Brexit, but that was very narrow in of itself, and I'm not necessarily sure how the polls were conducted in California. I believe it was only one I had seen. I'm not sure how many.
Ballotpedia lists that one poll that was done by Survey USA, where they had a sample size of 916 people. They've got a margin of error of plus or minus 3.6%, with 72% listed as opposing, 17% in support, 10% undecided.
I wonder if those were...
I don't think the Brexit polls were that far apart.
I think you're right about that. They were closer in Brexit.
Right, but the first time there was ever a Scottish independence referendum, it didn't wind up getting support. It wound up being, you know, like several times later before it wound up almost passing.
Right.
It takes time, and it also takes the right circumstances to engage people to actually get over the fears. Yeah, well, the fears.
One of the fears that got thrown at the Scots was, if you secede from the United Kingdom, then you can't use the pound.
What?
Well, there's going to be a lot of fear-mongering like that, but you're right as far as getting people into the right mindset, as far as the right circumstances surrounding this to persuade people to change, as was pointed out here, or is pointed out in an editorial piece we didn't get a chance to read here from the Sonoma News. They point out here that obviously there's the Trump thing. If Trump gets reelected in 2020, that's going to encourage a lot more Californians to think hard on the issue of secession. But further, as they point out here, Attorney General Xavier Becerra in California has filed 32 lawsuits trying to stave off major policy changes by Trump. And as they point out, if California loses these suits on up to the federal court level, you know, these are various different...
Oh, these are all filed in federal court.
Yeah, but if they lose, you know, on up to the Supreme Court or whatever, right. If the Supremes, you know, back the Trump administration over California, that's going to give them even more incentive to say, you know, this is it's clear that we want to govern our state differently than what the United States wants, and this is more evidence of why California needs to leave, is they just can't get along with the United States. And, of course, some of those suits are probably going to be heard between now and 2020.
I will add one more thing. I will say this measure could inspire people to come out that just normally probably wouldn't care about politics because of how complicated it is. I do think maybe there is a large group of conservative voters that don't even bother going out because they think it's not like it's going to matter anyway. I'm going to lose. And maybe this could get those people out of the woodwork to go and vote because then they might actually have a chance of getting a conservative elected, you know, in an executive position.
Could very well be, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out either way, and it will certainly get a conversation started, even if it doesn't end up succeeding this time around. Stefan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. Stefan Quinn for governor.
Who? He hung up. Must be someone in Ohio. It's probably somebody in Ohio because he was going to run for governor, but he didn't say his own name there, did he? I don't think he did.
It didn't sound like he said Stefan.
No, I didn't think so. So maybe he's backing whoever the Libertarian candidate is there.
They've not actually chosen their candidate.
Oh, yet. Maybe he's backing a primary candidate or something.
They're not having a primary. They're actually selecting their nominee in convention next weekend.
And you're going, aren't you?
I'm going to Ohio. I will not be at their convention.
Why are you going to Ohio?
Libertarian Party National Platform Committee meeting is in Columbus.
You poor
and
bastard.
I'm on the platform committee.
So you're going to be like talking about ands and ors and semicolons and that kind of thing?
I sure as hell hope not.
Isn't that what the platform committee does, is make changes to the platform?
Right, but hopefully it's not arguing about commas and the word and we're actually having actual discussions about things of
It'll be over
actual
stuff
interest.
Like that, though. I'll guarantee you. I mean, I've been to enough Libertarian Party conventions to know what happens at these things.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Libertarian Party conventions, I do have video from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire convention. If that's something that interests you, stay tuned to the Free Keen YouTube channel because those videos will be coming out over the next few weeks. I'm not sure when the first one will be, maybe sometime this weekend. But if you're not subscribed to the Free Keen YouTube, you can do that any old time you want to. Meanwhile, we'll see you online between now and the next episode of Free Talk Live, which will be tomorrow night because we do this thing 7 nights a week. So join us over at freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material,
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.